So we did Lechem Rav Tekorah. On the Ruach Hadis, on a Mavui, you can either put a Lechem Rav Tekorah. So what are we up to? Yudalim. Simon Shinsa, I'm going to see if Yudalim. Od Yeshach Sherachel, the Mavui, Hapoet, Ruach Hadis, missing the fourth wall. Mikorah. What's occurring? She amidden al rosh hamovid, so she anechen al kosel hamovid. You have three walls you shaped, and you put a koira, a beam, from on top of one wall to on top of the other wall. Avolim, okay, it has to be al kosel avol. In noach day you say the zaytzal hamovid b'chutz afilu b'samach lamanicham aleihem posel. Has to be dafke the koira, the beam has to be leaning on the walls of the mavi. If you put two poles to hold it up. Even if the two poles are next to the wall, that's no good. It has to be leaning on the wall. You have to put it l'shem kach. Lechem me'elu was a machlokes abay v'rovin. We pass on like abay that it is good. Because lechem mishum mechitza, but korah is mishum heker. So the korah has to be placed melechatchila. By the lechi, ha'emet me'elu is good, but tzorch sheyis mechalim ibodiyam. Here it's not enough. If some mechalim ibodiyam, I have to be anechen olish. That's not good enough. It has a minimum width. How wide does it have to be? Whenever you need a shear and something is in the sreifa, then you say kitoisi mechdushir. That's a big machlokes. Kitoisi mechdushir applies to oil and clay akerim also. Oil and clay akerim are supposed to be burnt. Not the same as Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to leave it around the house for a minute. You have to burn it as soon as possible. So maybe it's Oded L'Sreifa immediately. Masheni can Kaloi Akerim and oil is a mitzvah to burn it when you get around to it. So Tosis' opinion. Tosis and Saita has a lot of kashas. Tosis works on the assumption that it Ki Tos Nech Dushur even applies to oil on clay care. And the Bir Agra and Hilchas Gittin disagrees. He said it's only by Avodah Zarah, by Atzei Asherah. I'm a Lisreifa immediately. Shear Hakara, how wide does it have to be? It needs a shear, therefore if it's Asherah, it's I'm a Lisreifa. How wide does it have to be? Doesn't say. Shear Hakara, Roch B'Tefach, for all your kosher has to be a Tefach wide. How thick does it have to be? It doesn't have to any thickness. It doesn't have any minimum thickness. Rock, but it has to be sturdy. If it's a very thin piece of plywood that's going to break, that's no good. It has to be sturdy and strong enough to hold a brick. What's a brick? A riach shevuchatzi levena shogim ol tvochim. It has to be a tefach wide, doesn't have to be thick at all, but it has to be a tefach wide to be able to hold a brick that's half of a brick of three tvachim, half of that is one and a half tvachim. So you have one tefach is on top of the thickness of the brick, and a quarter of a tefach sticking out on one side, quarter of a tefach sticking out on the other side. So the korah has to be sturdy enough to hold such a brick. A brick in the days of the Tanaim. You could have bricks that weigh a ton. A brick, a normal brick in the days of the Tanaim. You have to know how heavy that brick was. Only to hold up one brick, that's the whole thing. I don't know. Kedei lekabel ariach, let's say nun tes, one ariach. Ratz alayma, arichim, to hold up bricks, not to hold one brick. Shkolech mem, machzek is berok, a gimel tvachem, a berach bo, tefuch amachta, shoch maleh, b'chol orke kishir, no, it doesn't mean one brick. It means if you want to put bricks on top of this beam that's going from top of one, the walls go U-shaped, and you have a beam all the way on top. Let's say it's two flights high. If it's too high, it's no good. Ma'alam Eser Mama is no good, because Lo Shol Tadein. Probably going to write that somewhere. La Ma'alam Eser Mama, probably coming up. Probably going to be coming up soon. So it has to be sturdy. The beam has to be sturdy enough to hold a row of bricks that would go from one side to the other side. Heavy bricks. from the days of the Tanam, such bricks that you would build the house with. Okay, what's Yuchas Mamidim? The Hainu Imhin is Mechas, all you say this, Yotzman, Akoy, Sashem, Barak, Matefach, Lord Barak, Hashem, Sok, Shiva, Chazak, Lekablo, Lekablo, Chatzin, Levin, Hashem, Shain, Sok, Shiva, Chazak, Melech, Dei, Lekablo, Dora. I don't know what that is. It doesn't come up anyway. We don't, the Ramah is going to say later on, we don't have this whole din of Lechi Bikor. We don't have either din. The din of Lechi is the din of Chitzim and Atern. Mishnah Brura, in the beginning, Mishnah Brura had a diagram, I think on the first page of Shin Samagim. In the Bir Halacha, he had a diagram. Where is it? Yeah. There's a diagram. Da day nachmin desam shtei mechitzavik megam. Says if you have two walls V-shaped like this, right angle, that's not a rishus hayachid. If you have two walls, because you need gimel mechitzas to be rishus hayachid, you have two walls and a lechi, then the lechi counts min haTorah as a whole mechitzah. But with the Rabbanan, it's not acceptable because it's Amid Merub al apart, it's all missing. So the Chazon Ish raises a question: if you have three walls and just missing the Ruach Revius, Min HaTorah, it's a good Mechitza, because all you're missing is one line. So if you have two walls, why do you say that? You're missing two walls. Who says it has to be a rectangle? If you have two walls, you could have made a triangle out of it, so it's only missing one line. Let's say you have like a U-shaped. So you're only missing Ruach Revius, missing one wall. So I mean, HaTorah, that's Mukav Mechitza. So if you have two walls, true, the whole shape of the rectangle won't be a Rishu Sayochid, but let it be a triangular Rishu Sayochid. It's only missing one line. So the Chazon Ish says, you see from the Mishnah Brura says it's no good. A deal from the Mishnah Brura. See from the Mishnah Brura, if you only have two walls at a right angle at each other, that the natural way, you say, here's an incomplete picture, finish the picture. How do you finish it? So someone told me this is a whole section in mathematics. How do you finish the missing picture? I don't know what Tanafkamina is. Here it's Tanafkamina. So the Chazon Ish says, if you have a right angle, if you have less than a right angle, smaller than a right angle, then you're only missing one line, so the triangular shape will be Rishu Sayyid. But if you have a right angle or more, then the normal way to finish the picture is to make a rectangular shape. And then you're missing two bars, so it's not a Rishu Sayyid. Even the triangular shape is not a Rishu Sayyid. Yeah. I don't know if there can be Medaik things in the Pir Allah, but that's what he's Medaik. He's on his own. He says it on his own. Then he says, you see the Pir Allah, it seems like that. Yeah. So what is he telling us about? Hoysa, what's Sif Klof? What are we up to? You test. Hoysa, Akor Agulo. What if the Kor is Agulo? What do you mean? It goes like this. What do you call it? Huh? Yeah. An arch. You have an arch. So is that acceptable? And that's how she yeh beha keifa gimel tfochim. She yeh beha keifa gimel tfochim. She oz yeish beroch batefa. Oh, Agula. No. I mean, that's not, that's going to be a different sif. Agula, he says, if it's a flat korah that goes from on top of this building, on top of that building, has to be a tefah. What if it's round? What's a pipe? I have a pipe that goes from on top of one to on top of the other. How do you figure out what's the width of the circle? I don't know, what's a big problem? Take a ruler and see how, if it's a tefah wide. I don't know. So he says, if it's three tefachim around, the Gemara assumes that pi is three tefachim. So if the thing is three tefachim around, then it's going to be one tefah wide. It's not exactly accurate, but it's approximate. So it's sufficiently approximate. That's what he says. If the thing is a pipe that's round, And it's easier to measure around than to measure. Why is it easier to measure around than to measure across? I don't know. You take a ruler. So if it's a tefach across, it's good. Sure. You have to know you have a tefach. Why? What's if chav haisa akuma rak mimus and noita chutz le mavui or le maila michof or le matam yud? Akuma rak mimus and noita chutz le mavui. It's leaning out or le maila michof or le matam yud. It has to be above your tefach. It has to be below chav hamis. Le maila michof hamis lo shal tevein. So he says, what if it's very high? Roim ki kol she'ilu yinoto ho'akmu mislein ve'exav ha'zagim o'ksher v'olam psul. Yeah, there's a din and gemara like that. Well, probably a sif later. What if you have, instead of one car going across, you have one car going halfway, one car going halfway, and they don't touch in the middle. So if it's love to each other, it's acceptable. Some thought that that's the same. I think I've seen Pesach Frank has like that. He thought that that's the same if you have a Tzuris HaPesach. And the string doesn't go, the string sags down below 10 Tfachim. So below 10 Tfachim is all good. Until it sags down, it's always above 10 Tfachim. And a gap from one string to the other, from one end of the string to the other end of the string, with below 10 Tfachim, is less than Gimel Tfachim. So you say love it on that. So the Chazon Ish makes fun of that. He says that the Tzuris HaPesach, as the Gemara says, it has to be Kedav the Inch. It has to be the way normal, the way a Goy would build a frame of a door. A Goy builds a frame of a door. He doesn't use Halacha L'Moshe Misina of Lovud. Here it's a din of Korah. So Korah is a din. So if it's Lovud, then it's good. But he says by Tzuris HaPesach, it wouldn't be acceptable. So he said, if you would disregard the part in the middle of the korah that's sagging below your tefachim, or all the way above chof hamis, that doesn't count, and the gap between one end of the korah and the other that is acceptable, is that within lavud, then it's good. That's a gemara. What's that? Chof? What's chof hamis? That's because of the vein in the gas, because of the konsha. Some chalamunach and shnei korahs after the tefachim. And the pogazub is doing that. He said, love it is good. Even though you have a half a kara, and it doesn't reach all the way, but the gap in between is less than gimel, then you say love it. That's what the previous sif was based on. You have two karas going across. Each one is only an inch wide. Neither of them is a tefach wide. But the two beams are within love to each other. And if you add up the width of the two beams with the empty space in between, that'll add up to a tefach. Neither is wide enough. Each the korah has to be a tefach wide. Neither has a tefach. The yesh b'shnei k'dei l'kabel ariach l'roch behind the tefach. If the two are loved to each other, they have to say loved. Then you have a tefach wide, then it's good. Then lots of other karachas. If it's too far apart, more than lavud, then you need a new kara. Yesham shetoch shiur kara bezul lezu, the toch tefach. The first sheet is as long as they're lavud to each other. Second sheet has to be within a tefach. Why do it have to be within a tefach? I don't know. A new reason. The Mishnah Berurah gives a new reason. Okay. Yesham Latzi Ayin Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. What does he say? The second sheet, the Sfira Lahu, holds a Loshakan Hatim Shem Lova. Why? The Abina Shiyah HaKorah Ru'uya Lekede Lekabla Ariach Lerachba Shem Prudas Harbe Ein Yecholus Lekabla Ariach Alev. If there are tefach apart from each other, this is a half a tefach, this is a half a tefach. And in between is a whole tefach. So you're going to put bricks on top, it's going to fall through in the middle. So you have to, it's not enough to say Lova, it has to be. After saying love, it has to be bria kedei lekabel ariach. Kedei lekabel ariach, so the arichim are going to fall through. So that's not acceptable. Okay. Never comes up. We don't realize this. What's this? Hoysa achas lamala v'achas lamata. Ramis al yana kila hi lamata. Isach tachtani kila lamata. V'ach shleite al yana lamala michov. V'lo tachtani lamata. V'yul v'yil b'nein gimot v'chum. V'gad v'lo v'meshach. You have two poles going across. Neither has a tefach. One is higher than the other. So that's a din. You visualize as if they're on the same level, and if it's within lovud, if it's within lovud, then it's acceptable. What, this is based on Chabad Rami? The Gemara has a din like that in Sukkot. Does he say that this is based on Chabad Rami? Feel the hush, they occur. Rahim Kiel. There's a din of Chabad Rami. There's a din of Chabad Rami in a sukkah. Let's say, but the din in the sukkah, let's say I have a big sukkah and I have the schach. Part of the schach is on a higher level, part of the schach is on a lower level, and they're not lovered to each other. They're not within three tefachim to each other. Here they have to be within three tefachim to each other. Let's see again, Chav Gimel. I say, I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. Yerlamaila mechavelo tachta lamata miyud. Rebbeinem gimel tefachim lo begova. He says it has to be loved to each other like this. And it should be loved like this and like this. So this is not chavad rami. Chavad rami is a din in sukkah. If you have a gigantic sukkah, and the schach is in two different levels. Part of the sukkah, the schach is very high. The other part, the schach is low, and it's not within love to each other. So is it considered one big sukkah? If you're going to have four walls, even if it's not one big sukkah. So this part of the sukkah has a lower schach, has three walls. This part of the sukkah has the highest schach, has three walls. Let's say the sukkah only has three walls. Has no wall over here. So if you say they're two different sukkah, this sukkah only has a wall here and a wall here, it's no good. So you're going to rely on the wall over here. So you have to say it's one gigantic sukkah, and these are the three walls. Aye, but it's two different schachas, it's not lovered to each other. So that's a din of chavad rami. If you have a roof that's at least a tefach al tefach on top, then I visualize as if it's next to the other. It's a din in Tumas Meis also. It's a din in Tumas Meis also. I remember in Los Angeles, there's the Jewish hospital in Los Angeles had a problem for years, and when the rabbi realized it, so he fixed it. They had a problem. Let's see, this was the hospital was a whole city block, a gigantic hospital, a whole city block, and then this is the roof on top. And the roof had, the building went up like this. And then the roof protruded like an armor. All around the whole thing goes around the armor. The morgue was on the basement. The morgue was in the basement. And there was an exit to walk out to take out, there were always dead bodies in a hospital, a gigantic hospital, people dying every day. So when you go out of the morgue, the mace is directly below the protrusion of the roof. So Kohanim can't enter the hospital from any other four sides. Because all the four sides, there's all you need is a tefach on top to be in oil. It was a few tefachim protruding all around all the four walls. So then the shaila was, there was a parking lot right next to the hospital. And the parking lot also had a roof on top of it. So that when it snows and it rains, the snow won't go on the columns. So the roof, the protrusion on top of the roof was on top of the 10th floor, a gigantic asphalt, many floors tall. And the roof on top of the parking lot was lower. But they crossed over each other. One was all the way up here, on top of the 10th floor, whatever, and one was over here. So the din is that the Tumas Meis goes out from the exit of the morgue, around the whole building, and then it goes from one, it jumps from one to the other, it goes under the parking lot. So a coin couldn't even park a car in the parking lot. You couldn't go in the parking lot. Remember the rabbi who drove me there, he picked me up in the airport. I used to go every year to speak, I still go every year to speak for the OU when they have a weekend. Usually they used to have a week. They used to have a week between December 25th and January 1st. They used to have Shurim all week long. And then after 15 years, they made it a weekend, the Shabbaton. So I remember the rabbi had picked me up as a kohen. So he was afraid that it could be that there's too much. So he didn't park in the parking lot. But yet, I'm not a kohen. So he asked me to learn. So it turned out he was right. The tumah went from out of the morgue, and then it went around the whole building, and then went. Because there was overlap. A little bit of overlap on top over here and the bottom over there. So many floors in between. But still the tumah goes to under the roof of the parking lot. That's Chovet Rami. He says over here, the thing on top is not a tefah. Each one is less than a tefah. So you can't apply Chovet Rami over here. He said, din of lovud. So it's a din of love. But if you have the two, each one is less than a tefach wide. But if you would say lovud, it will be a tefach wide. So then it is accepted. The yesh poslim, that's the repeat from the previous sif, because the bricks will fall through. What's ayin zayin? Ayin zayin. Shem tzir l'amin and roi m'son yon afa gav l'kam v'hilcha stuke. Paz gom ham shiitus. Asitio chum avu b'achan ma'al ma'atam. Chod lovud. Here it's going to fall through. That's the same as before. This opinion holds like the second shita in the previous sifra. Repeat them. Yeah. What's sif chav dalet? Piris al hakoira. Piris al hakoira machzelas. Eino nagas al hakarka. Piris al hakoira. Machzelas, ve'enu nagas ad hakarka. I don't know what he's describing. What does he say? Ayin ches. Machzelas, shivotza liyapes koyach ahet aporos aleha machzelas. Gam koshu lekosu shlutin ideh. Tin ideh ho haruach kidei sheyia aleha shem echitza. Gam kei. Suva. Has a map. Pivus ala korma. Mach tzelus is a map. Ve'ena nagas ad hakarka. Has a kor going across. And then he has a map leaning on the kor hanging down. But it doesn't reach all the way to the ground. But it reaches within 3 feet. If it's suspended, if the machzelas doesn't reach within 3 feet to the ground, machzelas cannot count as a mechitza because it's a mechitza kluya. Mechitza has to be within 3 feet to the ground. I say the korah is good. Who needs the machzelas? No, the korah is covered up. You can't see it. Kisa korah, ben a niris. If the kor is lemayla me'asher ma'am lo shalta be'enu, so it's not good. So if the kor is covered up by machzel, it's also not visible. So it's not good. So there's no korah. And mechitza gam ken en kan, ken shigvam ma'arad gimel, if it's a mechitza tlui, it's not acceptable. So that's not good. Avla mi'ach korah rechovah, v'shech is tas lamata mi'ud, avol. Imi ni'ach korah rechovah, that's a long korah. And part of the Korah, the old part of the Korah that you need is Lamaila Mi Asoratva. And at the end, part of the Korah is Lamata Mi Asoratva. That's Kshere. You don't need that part. What's Payalef? What is he describing here? Korah Rechava. What's Lamshi? Rechava Asoratva. Hava Mene Kimshi Rechava Kalka. Shem Chitzo, Levelo Shem Korah. Well, instead of having a korah, a tefach wide, he has a korah, 10 tefachim wide. No problem. A sorat tefachim. Abba Amina, one might have mistaken. They thought, Kem shehi rochava kolka, shem b'chitza levelo, shem korah, b'chitza k'sheira, eino, dog v'amirat harbe. The korah is not within to you talking to the ground. So who'd have thought, since it's so wide, as a din of mechitza, and it's not standing like this. So would have thought it's not good. So he says no, that's not a problem, because you can see it. The car is noticeable, it's visible, so it's good for a car. Okay, what's chafei? What's chafei? This is not going to get a lot anyway. It doesn't come. Notch day says something. What are we learning? We don't follow any of this. I don't know if that's it. Let's go up. Hard the mother, neat of the lechi, of course, if I go. Lechi Akar is only good if the opening that's missing, the fourth wall, that opening is less than 10 amas. Shouldn't be wider than, should be 10 amas or less. Yes, if it's more than 10 amas, then it's the Akar Dalar Amas Mavokas. So if it's going into the Mabri, has to be at least, Akar should be Dalar Amas. Should be at least Dalar Amas going in, it should be not more, shouldn't exceed, shouldn't be Yosemi Eser. Should be Yosem the Eser Amos wide. Should be Yay Rachel Yosem the Amos Mitzvah Amos. Okay. Avram Chosech Mikalev in the Takhana, a little Tzuris Apes. Make a Tzuris Apes on the fourth wall, that solves all the problems. We always make Tzuris Apes because we hold you don't have a din of Mabui. It's cool, only apply. Lech Mikar is only good in a Mabui. Nachatzu does not. So we're going to make a Tzuris Apes. Yeah, the gor has to be within 20 amas. Mana mesma amas is no good because no shelter be in. I will need to hoop a lechi. What if you have a gor the gor tells you, I said, but see, oh. What if you have a gor that's lamaila mesma amas? So it's no good. But if you make fancy designs on it, then Gemara says it is good, because it is going to be shelter behind. Everybody knows that there's some design there. Funny design. Funny Gemara. Very funny. A design, shall they catch a common stack and burn? I am Gavoya, yes, and your father, Bona Bini and Tafa, the world. Matamichov died, the Bini and Rafa, Tefa. What if the car is Lamaila, yes, and Mama, and he can't make any designs on it? So he says, so the Gemara says, according to Gemara, he says, make the ground level higher, just the way with the car, make the ground level higher, so that the car will be within Esher Mama. So how high does that elevation have to be? How wide does it have to be? So all you need is that the Kura should be a tefach wide. So make on the floor an elevation that's a tefach wide, that's directly below the Kura. So maybe a few inches high, maybe a few feet high. So the ground level is over there. So you make it, now it's considered as if it's a matamich. Died of binyan rochav tefach. All you need is that for the width of a tefach. Al meina gavaya asara. Avo al meina gavaya asara. What happens if the korah goes from the top of one building to the other? And the korah is within 10 tefachim to the ground, so then it's not good. So then is it enough if you dig under the ground? Let's say the korah is 8 tefachim high above the ground. It has to be a minimum of 10 tefachim. So you dig 2 tefachim into the ground directly below the korah, only the width of a tefach, because it only means that the korah should be a tefach. Why? He said that doesn't solve the problem. If the korah is above Esrim, you want to elevate the ground level, so you only have to elevate it 1 tefach wide, directly below the korah. But if the korah is too low, you want to make it above Asara Tvachim, it's not sufficient. So Lochak Dalet Amis and Tel Hamada Pnei Kol Rochba. Because in order to be considered a Mavi that it should be neat to the korah, has to be 4 Amis deep. Has to be 4 Amis deep. So you have to dig out the whole, a minimum of 4 amas into the Mavi, that the Korah should be Levaila Me'asar Tzvachim of the first 4 amas deep. Further in doesn't matter. Otherwise not called a Mavi. So Gemara. Probably a B'Fei Mishim. Yeah, he said it's a B'Fei Mishim. Any Mavi did the Hagashi, Psuchim, the Tochish, it's only called the Mavi if you have 2 Chatzeris opening in, the Chol Chatzer, Shnei Batim. Each chatzer should have 2 batim. Yesh chokim bozer. Yesh chokim, what's bozer? Yesh chokim bozer, what? You don't need the 2 batim? You kuv gimel. What's kuv gimel? The kev nicholim la'av yachad. Derech ha-psoch, miach shavit rechot serach. You want them to batim ha-psoch, bozer, bozer. You should know, said the Rabban, ha-ktim, ha-kul, what, what? Yesh chokim, what's yesh chokim, that one? The kev nicholim la'av yachad. Derech ha-psochim. Next, you look at Chatzar Achas. understand what he's describing. Yesh chok and mazela. What? So it's only called a mother if you have two chatzeres opening, and each chatzer has to have shnei batim. And chol chatzer shnei batim. Each chutz has to have two batim. Then the Mishnah Berurah adds on the beer. Each bais has a minimum of a dalet amos or dalet amos. Okay, that's a shear for a bais. What is he saying? Feel the kolach has psuchas. Feel the kolach that says psuchas zu. Oh, goes on the Ramah. Oh, the Ramah says feel the kolach that says psuchas zu lo zu. If you have one, if you have a mavui, and then you have a chatzer over here, chatzer over here, chatzer over here, chatzer over here, coming up. What if you have two chatzeres that open into each other? Does that count or not? So he says, I feel the kol chatzeres psuch azul azul. It's also called two chatzeres. That's a chatzer of his mavui. And then you have a chatzer over here, a chatzer over here, and these two chatzers are all cut up into each other. Does it count as two chatzers? Or you count as one chatzer? Counts as one chatzer, so it's not called a mabui. So the Ramah first starts, I'm going to call a chatzer, so the zuh is good. The Eshkok and the others disagree that it's only counted as machmer. It's only counted as one chatzer, because since the two chatzers are open into each other, they could have made an Eruv chatzeres to carry from one to the other. So it's not called a mabui because the mabui, by definition, has to have a minimum of two chatzeres. That's the mabui. So the two chatzeres open, I don't remember any Gemara talking about that. So that's a mabui in the Mishnah. But if the two chatzeres open into each other, it is only counted as one chatzer. Shelo yehi b'chol pesach me'el pachas midalet tvachim. A pesach has that dalet tvachim. Why? That's a dalet tvachim. Why is that called a pesach? Fat people like me won't be able to squeeze it. It's called a Pesach if it's opening is 4 tefachim wide, 10 tefachim tall. A normal person, a child can walk in. A young child can walk in. But an adult, how can you squeeze in? It's only 4 tefachim wide, 10 tefachim tall. My tefachim tall is below my waist. And I'm fat, I wouldn't be able to get in. But that's the din. If it's 4 opening is 4 tefachim wide, 10 tefachim tall, that's called a Pesach. Should you and Mokhim call bias? And Mokhim are Pascha. It's only called the batim and chatzeres. The people live there and they eat there. Filo haya baisach on the ava sheni lebei api shadim kam pas shofar ava from the baser and they don't teach line. If you have all the houses and the chatzer and the mabit, they're all inhabited by family members, and on Shabbos and Yom Tov we all eat together by the parents. So still, even though they don't eat it in the chatzeres because all the food comes from the same kitchen. On Shabbos, they still consider like separate batim and separate chatzeres. After the shadim and kabbal kasmi, we don't in Krishna. If you don't see the echad any Yehudi, the echad Yisrael Mahani. If you don't see the echad any Yehudi, the echad Yisrael Mahani. It's called the mother even if some of the people are nochrim. Still, you have two batim. Some of the batim are, so the nochri can't participate in the shitufim of us. You have to rent for the nochri shitnasa. But it's considered a mabui. You have batim and chatzeres. You have to have a minimum of two chatzeres, and each chatzer has a minimum of two batim, and people have to be living in the batim. They have to be eating in the batim. Even if the nochri, it still makes it into a mola. That's another condition. It has to be a minimum of 4 amas deep. And it shouldn't be Orka Yeser al Rochboy. But if it's Orka Yeser al Rochboy, if it's longer than it is wide, then it's not acceptable. No, you hate Orka Yeser al Rochboy. If it's Orka Yeser al Rochboy, it's not called a Mabui. That's the shape. That's the definition of Mabui. Kufay. So that's the definition of Mabui. Okay. And then the Rambam says, "V'yesham and the Nogim Ritam the Sakhan goes to Isak Pesach. Kan Boshelan Yeshkan Din Chatzah. Why? Because we don't have a Din Chatzah. You don't have a Din Nogim because you don't have a Din Chatzah. Why? Because you don't use the Chatzah. You don't have a picnic in the Chatzah. The hallways in the apartment building. You know, people don't sit in the hallways of the apartment building and read books. They don't do homework there. They don't have a picnic there. They don't someday. It's inside the building." So that since you don't use it for any normal ishtab, just walk through it. That's not called a chatzah. Since it's not a chatzah, so the bigger thing is not called a mother. It's only called a mother. You have two chatzahs up in the entry. You have all the chumis of a chatzah. I'm in a chatzah, the beginning is it's not enough just to hand the script. You have to have a card, become a card, and have a card all that day. It has to be a tzuris hapesa. That's why a lot of people don't realize that. I think you just make a string around the whole area. It's not the picture. So you have to be careful. You have to be kind, you have to be kind. I feel more than before. Okay, good. Rub the cups on. Good. Okay.
Maybe one of the conditions for a lechi or a kola was that it was less than 10 chatzin wide of Pesach of the chatzin, you know?
One of the conditions for what the
one of the conditions to allow for the kula of lechi or kola was that the entrance was less than 10 amos.
It shouldn't be more than 10 amos, yeah.
So, according to the Rambam, that it's Ruach of Pesach never works, so it creates a yes and a yes.
Yeah.
So then, that
and
should...
And in the fourth world, it is good. Rambam says only in the first three worlds. And also, only if it's not Ayman Guruva Lafaritz. If you have Ayman Guruva Lafaritz, then the whole din of Pirtias Mess is only the Rabban and the Rambam holds. So then it's Tzuris HaPesa will be good, even Yes and Yes. But on the fourth wall, the whole need for the fourth wall is only the Rabban. So then even the Yes and Yes is good. Rabban agrees to that. Yes.
Thank you, Rabbi. Yes.